Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio. Colorful Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Faith Matters with your ever smiling host, Sarah Lister. And as I promised, you remember I mentioned Bonke before I went off air, and I said, when I come back, I will bring you my guest from Christ for All Nations. We have David Chambers right in the studio with us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome to Colorful Radio.
Thank you.
So awesome. You know what I always say to people is like, you have no idea the plan God has for you, but it's always a good plan.
It's a good word. I agree. Absolutely.
Because what you don't know, many, many years ago, way back when I wasn't quite ready, I don't think whether ready is the word, I did come across a man, a very, very powerful man called Reinhard Bonnke. And I would never, ever have guessed I would get very close to the ministry. Christ for All Nations.
Yeah, no, it's an honor to be here representing the ministry this morning. Absolutely. And like you say, so many people have been impacted by this ministry. It doesn't surprise me to hear that you know that you've been, that you've seen, you've tasted.
I have tasted, and I can say that the Lord is good. Don't get me preaching. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome to Colorful Radio. And do you mind just giving us, so I mentioned David Chambers, I mentioned Reinhard Bonnke, I mentioned Christ for All Nations. Do you want to just give us like a brief about what am I talking about? People are like, Sarah, what are you talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah, no. So Christ for All Nations is a ministry that was founded 44 years ago with a young man, Reinhard Bonnke, who had a call of God to see the continent of Africa change. So he had this repeated vision of a blood-washed Africa from Cairo to Cape Town, washed in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And against opposition, against people telling him he was crazy, he moved his family and planted himself in Africa to go after that vision of seeing souls saved. And you know, what started as a young man standing on a street corner playing an accordion, gathering a crowd.
Accordion?
But an accordion, I'm not musical, an instrument.
I know an accordion. I'm like, accordion? Oh my goodness.
Gathering a crowd, preaching the gospel, and seeing one soul saved, knowing it started, through to filling tents. At one stage, we had the Guinness Book of Record for the largest ever tent meetings, through to outgrowing tents.
How many was it? What's the Guinness?
Now you're really testing me. I'm going to have to come back to you on that one.
Obviously, if it's the Guinness Book of Records, it is recorded out there, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, for you, go use your search engine. I will not promote one over the other and find out what number it was.
And that's right. It was a very large number, through to filling stadiums. And we're now at the point where we can't fit in stadiums, where it's only the outdoors that will contain the size of meetings that we do. To give you an example about... 15 months ago we were in Zambia, Lusaka, and we met in the car park of the National Stadium. And people said, why meet in the car park? Why not the National Stadium? And the easy answer to that is the National Stadium only holds 60,000, with perhaps another 10,000 on the pitch. Well, on the final night alone, we gathered over 250,000 people. The First Lady showed up wanting prayer. State TV arrived to film it. And you leave that place knowing that truth has been spoken, and truth is a person. His name is Jesus. And that is what this is about preaching the gospel and seeing souls saved, seeing lives made new, hope come back to the hopeless.
Wow. It's very interesting kind of just hearing you sharing that. I read, obviously part of this show and the Who I Am, I read a lot of Christian news in terms of what is going on in the world. And there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of fake news. There are a lot of people saying that Christianity is a dying religion. It may be dying in the West, or maybe that's what they want us to believe. But based on what you've just said, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think Christianity, it's not just a religion, it's a relationship with Jesus, and it's here to stay.
That is the key. That is the key, relationship. And I think religion will die, but relationship will never die.
Absolutely. You know, religion says do, do, do. Jesus says, I've done. Come and receive.
I love it. I so love it. So, David, how did you become part of Christ for All Nations?
Yeah, no, that's a fun story. in a nutshell, because time is not with us, I had a job, a normal job, a career. I thought I knew where I was going. Mm-hmm. The Lord called me to Bible school. I didn't want to go. He won the argument, as often happens. I went. My life was radically changed. Fell in love with Jesus all over again. I had a spiritual father whose hero was Reinhard Bonnke. And I found myself for leading a mission trip to Kenya at the end of my Bible school.
Kenya!
There you go. And I was told I was going to do an outdoor crusade, that the people on the ground said that was going to happen. Now, that was not at the time my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And so I went to this guy who loved Reinhard Bonnke, and he gave me a Bonnke DVD. And I'll be honest with all your listeners, I stole Reinhard's talk. Pause play. I was petrified. Preach on a Sunday morning, teaching their Bible school, no problem. Do outdoor evangelism, that wasn't me. And so I had my notes, fast forward to Kenya, and I've arrived. We've been in their church all week. We've been in their Bible school, yes. And they take us to this remote village. And there's a lorry with a drop-down side and about 200-300 people. And I put my notes on the lectern. I turn to greet the crowd. And I finish greeting the crowd. And I turn around to grab my notes to do this evangelistic talk. Mm-hmm. And they're gone.
The wind has...
I wish I could blame the wind. Somebody came and not only took my notes, but took the lectern and took everything else. And I was left standing. Do you run? Do you pray that the ground swallows you?
Deep end.
But I prayed the only prayer that I know that I would recommend to all your listeners, and it was the simple prayer of Jesus, help. And he did. And it was like out of my belly,
yes.
this evangelistic, this gospel message came.
Yeah.
And at the end... people came forward to get saved, which amazed me.
Yeah.
And so I that was at the end of my Bible school, and I found myself back in the UK,
yeah.
Not knowing where to go next.
Yeah.
And the Lord said to me, wait, I've got something for you. And so I worked in a friend's business helping him. But during this time, someone sent me an email, mm-hmm. to say that they had entered a competition to go to Africa with Reinhard Bonnke. And I received this email, and I went to dismiss it, yeah. And the Holy Spirit, in a still small voice, said, apply. And I thought, well, Reinhard Bonnke, that's the guy that I watched this DVD on, I must apply. And I submitted my details on a website,
yeah.
And thought nothing more of it. Until many months later, I get a call from Mark Oakes, who's the UK National Director of CFAN. Christ for All Nations, and yeah. He tells me that I'm their winner. They've just pulled me out of the hat of 55,000 people.
What?
Which was mind-boggling in itself. And as my prize, as the winner of this competition, I found myself in Accra, Ghana, on a stage with Daniel Kalenda, who is Reinhard Bonnke's successor, a young man who's on fire for the gospel, preached an absolute incredible message. And I got to stand on this platform next to Daniel, looking out on this sea of beautiful smiling faces as far as the eye could take you, as just people. And from my my vantage point, watching Daniel preach, I got to see literally the gospel in action. I got to see hope come back to the hopeless, lives made new, because that is the gospel, the God that gives a second chance. We saw eyes open, ears open, miracles take place. But of course, as we say in CFAN, the greatest miracle of all is salvation, because that is the eternal destiny for each and every one of us. And so it was an incredible privilege to go to this time with be with Daniel Kalender. And in meeting Daniel Kalender, there was an opportunity to go and work with Daniel in the States. US immigration, in their infinite wisdom, blocked that, and they relooked at it, and they offered me, would you come and work for us in London? We have been looking for someone to meet and connect with pastors, with people, with churches, to go and explain who we are. And so I find myself since that time in this great, wonderful city of London, meeting pastors, meeting people, meeting churches, and just as I explain who we are as Christ for All Nations, what that we have seen 76 million souls making registered decisions for Christ through Reinhard Bonnke, through Daniel Kalender, and through the army of people that pray for us, that support us. And as what I love is, as I go and speak a message of what we are seeing as Christ for All Nations, it's not just a ministry, but it is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that gives hope.
Awesome. Yeah. You know what? There are people obviously who've never experienced a crusade. And sometimes crusade is a word, of course, I didn't know this. To some people, especially in the West, it does have a bit of a negative connotation because of the past. However, I do know that you have an event coming up where people can experience this, what I call the corporate anointing. And it's one of those things you cannot read in a book. Mm-hmm. You need to experience. Absolutely. What is the event, David?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, language is important. And, we call them crusades, we call them campaigns. But What happens in Africa, and lots of people have seen the large pictures of these evangelistic gatherings. Mm. Well, in the mornings, what we do is we gather the church, we gather the body, we gather the everybody from that. And our heart is to spend the morning equipping them, resourcing them, teaching them, training them. And so what we're doing here in the West is a fire conference, exactly the same heart. So we're coming to the XL Centre on the 17th and the 18th of November next month. And our heart is to gather the body of Christ in this land. And our heart is to equip the body, because at the end of the day, As believers, it is for each and every person to play their part. It is we believe in the ministry of all believers, and so we want to gather the church in the broadest, widest sense of the word, and we want to equip them, we want to inspire them, we want to teach them, train them, and the Holy Spirit is going to be present in that place. It is an incredible time.
I can feel the passion. I can see the passion. And as I say that, you know, if you're somebody that has never experienced what I'm saying, corporate anointing, when we talk about crusades, is hundreds of people coming together in with one mind, with one unity, and allowing the presence of the Holy Spirit to come down. It's incredible. And Fire 17 London is an event that is going to be, what are the dates again?
17th and 18th of November next month.
Okay, so if people want to register because they're saying, hey, I remember days of Bonnke, or I've never heard Bonnke, and who is this other gentleman? You'll tell us about the speakers in a minute. Where can they register?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go on the website, which is www.cfan.org, or they can go on www.fire17.info.
Okay, CFAN is C for Charlie, F for Freddy, A for Alpha, N for November,
.org.uk.
So you can go and register there. But there are also videos around the event and the people who will be the speakers there. Could you just give us a rundown of who the speakers will be?
Absolutely. Well, Christ for All Nations is now, Reinhard Bonnke is being succeeded by Daniel Kalender, who is an incredible evangelist in his own right. And so Daniel is coming and he's bringing a team with him, including Pete Vandenberg, who some of you guys in the Elim movement, he as a young guy, he attended Elim College in this country. Yep. He's been Reinhard Bonnke's right-hand man forever. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows logistics and how to put on a large campaign, is Pete Vandenberg. Yep. And then we're bringing friends of the ministry, including evangelist Todd White, who many of you have seen from the God TV films. We're bringing Nathan Morris, Eric Gilmore, and Scott Lee. And each and every one of these guys are so excited and so fired up to come and release what the Lord has birthed in them, but to give it away to London.
Absolutely awesome. And who's leading the worship?
So the worship is led with, we have our in-house worship director, Mark Oakes, who is being joined with an incredible worship leader, the wonderful Noel Robinson. And so we're excited to have them both leading together.
I know. So what I'm doing, I'm just giving you a taste of what you're going to experience, because sometimes you say, who's Bonnke? But then you say, oh, no, Robinson, I love him. Or you may just say, ah, Scott Lee, I know him. And, you know, bringing all these people together over 2 days will be amazing.
Absolutely. And we believe in synergy, you know, and each and every one of these guys, I've spoken to them, that they're carrying a burning message to release here in London.
Okay, and if you go onto the website, each of these people have made a video.
Yes.
Right? They have a message.
Absolutely.
So maybe you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm not sure. But if you go onto cfan.org.uk, you'll be able, and you can click on events. There's a lot of material, but if you click on UK events, you'll see Fire 17, and you'll be able to watch the short videos that each of these speakers have given. Mm. And I think, I do believe that it's going to be absolutely awesome. What else that would our listeners want to hear about? Would you want to tell our listeners about the event and about the ministry?
Yeah, I think we are incredibly excited for what this Fire conference is going to be. And what I love is in what I do, I meet people in London day in, day out, and I meet Nigerians, Kenyans, Ghanaians, and the ones that I enjoy meeting the most, mm-hmm. is those that tell me that they got saved under Christ for All Nations. It was the last one was only this Sunday. I was speaking in a church, and in between services, an excited lady rushed up to me to inform me that she had never heard of Jesus until 30 years ago, when Christ for All Nations came to her town, preached the gospel, and she got saved. And I love about that is this is the longevity of this ministry, and I meet people who will tell me of a Fire conference years ago in Liverpool, in Birmingham, and they'll say a passion was awoken within me, my leg was healed. I met a pastor in Wimbledon, yeah. Very recently, who said to me, do you realize my parents got saved? This was a white English guy. My parents got saved at a Fire conference, and that's how I'm now. And so as we bring this Fire conference to the XL Centre next month, I'm so excited for what the Lord is going to do in this generation for the people that come. There are going to be stories that they are telling for years to come.
For years to come. Thank you so much, and I'm excited too. And so is Marcia, all the way from Trinidad. She says, I'm excited too about the gospel being spread. And I'm sure the other people listening, I had a lot of people, Desiree, Angie, Shay from Nigeria, and other people who were eager to hear. Basically, some of them cannot attend, but obviously they've shared and they know. And you can all go onto the website. Again, it's cfan.org.uk, cfan.org.uk, where you can watch videos. There's a lot of materials as well. Yeah. There are a lot of interviews as
Absolutely.
Well. And
yeah.
clips of those old...
Yes. That's the thing. This is longevity. So there are clips and photos from years going back. I can tell you stories of 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. This is a move of God that was, that is, and we believe will be. We're in an exciting phase as a ministry. Reinhard Bonnke, many people will know, is actually doing his farewell campaign next month.
No.
I know, it happens to all of us.
It's like, Bonnke, you know the funny thing is this, right? So when I was young, and obviously this is like 20 something years ago, this is when they used to do like those massive campaigns, crusades, like back when in Africa, I'm from Kenya.
Mm.
And as young people, we used to go to these like camps, and I'll probably say this, it's almost like we used to joke about, like, we say Bonnke, right? Bonnke, right? Yeah. You can't pronounce the K.
Yeah.
Bonnke. So it was such a household name that
absolutely,
in camps, we would all be saying, you know, brother, Bonnke said, right?
Yeah.
That he was such a household name. And I'm sure he does know, but there are many people out there that he's actually touched so much that for us as a generation going to a Christian camps, he was such an influence because most of us would have attended the crusades.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I totally do believe that a part of what I'm doing is a seed from way back when.
Come on. And that's the beauty of this thing.
Longevity.
Absolutely.
And about relationship. And earlier, and I know we're kind of done for a time, we were talking about the mountaintop moments that you go to, like the Fire 17 conference, ignites something in you. It sets you aflame that is going to see you on a journey.
Absolutely. Our heart is to take the gasoline that the Lord has given us and to take that gasoline and to throw it onto your fire. And you know, when you throw gasoline onto a spark, what does it do? It ignites. And that'll be something that you take with you as you go into the future.
Thank you so much, David, for coming in. The website again is?
It is www.fire17.info.
Okay, you can go and get your ticket there. My regards to Bonnke, Brother Bonnke. My regards to him and to the ministry. And thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have a music break and I will be right back.
Colorful radio. Colorful radio.